right. Well, here we are. To dream again. To dare again. To feel enjoyment and happiness again. Or for the first time. To realize this is living. Be inspired. To see your life as an exciting journey of discovery. With your host of the Inspire Possibility Show, Mark Sussman.
Hi, everybody. Welcome. This is Mark Sussman, and you're listening to the Inspire Possibility Show. Thanks for tuning in. And as you know, each week I interview various cutting-edge thought leaders, and I have someone today who fits in that category. And in some ways, she's a legend in terms of the world of publicity and marketing and media. And she's been on several shows, she's shared the stage with such luminaries as Tony Robbins and Harv Eker and Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen and Laura Langmire and just many others. So I feel it's a privilege that we get to really listen to this conversation today. And she's somebody I've known personally for many, many years, and she really understands how we can really connect with other people in terms of our message, and really getting clear what our message is part of the process. But Jill Lublin is my guest. She has a new book talking about kindness. She's the author of The Prophet, called The Prophet of Kindness. So it's interesting, Jill. First of all, thanks for being on the show.
And I am so glad to be here. Thank you, Mark.
And when I was just reading the title of your book, The Prophet of Kindness, I almost thought about what if you said, if you spelled prophet in a different way, like instead of P-R-O-F-I-T, P-R-O-P-H-E-T, and then you get this idea if you were the prophet of kindness, or if there was somebody called the prophet of kindness, what would that be like?
Well, you know, funny you should say that, because that's what I play with every day. Like, how do I be the prophet of kindness, the prophetess in my case? I don't know if does prophet have a sex, male, female? I'm not sure. But nonetheless, being kindness is really the key, right? And that's,
yes,
for me what I'm always – and it's a practice, Mark. It's a practice. It, you know, I don't think we come out of the womb – actually, we probably come out of the womb very kind and then unlearn it. So part of it is learning it back again, you know, in business, in life, with our families, in our daily relationships. That is what's key.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I like what you're saying, because so often people forget and they get stuck in their own drama, and they forget just to extend themselves and I think what's important, what I like about what you're saying, is not only is this a natural way of being, but when you're this way in the business world, and I know you talk a lot about various people how to be more successful in the world, but when you're actually nice and warm, it actually comes back to you in so many ways. And I mean, I don't know anybody that wants to work with somebody they don't like. Do you?
No, I actually really don't. And people not only want kindness, they remember it. It is important in business now regarding the way times have changed. You know, you need to be flexible, available. You need to be kind. People value authenticity, which I know you know a lot about. You know, these are key qualities now. And of course, you know, it's interesting because I'm a PR person, I'm always looking at how does one thing relate to another. And one thing I really know about companies that are more kind, and that people who are more kind tend to have more customers, attract more happiness in their life. they tend to be wealthier, and I mean at all levels, in friendship and money and clients and prospects. So kindness is a great publicity, relevant to publicity, because kind companies get more publicity consistently, and kind people are thought of more regularly.
Well, you know, it's interesting, because that used, I remember at one time that was the model, customer service and people come back. And then with the internet, pricing got so competitive that quite often people could go online and buy something a lot cheaper than if they were working with the people they had been working with. And now I think it's starting to come back to where even on the internet now, some of the larger companies, they're starting to have great customer service now, because I deal with Constant Contact with my newsletter and sometimes PayPal, and I'm finding the customer service is great, where before there was a phase where it was all about the bottom line. And I think it's changing now to where people realize the bottom line is about loyalty. And it seems that prices got ahead of, prices became the priority rather than loyalty. And I think now it's coming back the other direction. Have you kind of noticed that?
Well, I noticed that companies in their newsletters are using the word kind as a value statement. I noticed that in their annual reports, this is reflecting. In commercials, they're talking about being more kind. Honda just ran a car campaign talking about kindness. Ellen DeGeneres ends every show saying, be kind to one another. Southwest Airlines, I was on the other day, the last thing they said to their passengers as they got off the plane was, go out and be kind to each other. I mean,
really?
That's the kind of message. Yes, that's the kind of message we're spreading.
Well, so how's it been for you? Like, what companies, you mentioned Southwest Airlines, Honda, have you actually worked with companies to help them kind of implement these strategies in their PR message?
Absolutely. Well, part of what I'm doing now is working in corporate and helping teams be more kind to each other, increase bottom lines and engagement and productivity, because companies are very aware right now, and some I can't really mention who I'm working with,
right,
but let me just say they're very aware right now that kindness matters, and it relates to customer service, prospects, financial viability, and reputation. And, you know, we've been seeing some of the really hard stories of, you know, where kindness did not prevail, and United Airlines, on American Airlines, on, you know, different kinds of generative things that have been happening that do not get positive news stories. And kindness, interestingly enough, is making more headlines. But yes, absolutely, the good news is that corporations are allocating training monies to bring people like me in to work with their people. That's a great thing.
Mm-hmm. So what would be some other, and I say in your materials you're looking at, how in a way through kindness we can help really influence others, and that's one thing I noticed in one of the taglines of your book. Can you kind of tell us a little bit more about that idea?
In terms of influencing others, well, you know, I have what I call return on kindness. You know, people are concerned always about ROI, return on investment.
Yes.
And if we focus on return on kindness, meaning real qualities that you practice consistently, you will have influence on others. You will make more sales, have more customers, be happier personally, be more fulfilled. And, you know, one of them, for instance, is flexibility. I think in today's world in particular, where everything is moving very quickly, where people are expecting response immediately, have flexibility with your customers, with your commitments, with people who, you know, commit to you, it's key. We need to be flexible. The other day, I'm a PR consultant, and one of my clients came on, and she was clearly just distressed. You know, I could hear it in her voice. Mm-hmm. I said, you know what, Joan, this does not seem like a good day to do our consulting session. She said, yeah, to be honest, I've been, you know, a little stressed out with my taxes and trying to get some projects done. And frankly, I didn't complete the assignments in between anyway that you gave me. So I said, you know what, let's just let's just hold off, you know, till next week and we can reschedule. No problem. She said, yeah, but Jill, your policy says that when you miss a session, it counts. You know, I said, yeah, that's my policy. But, you know, one thing I believe, Mark, is, you know, 80% of the time the rules work. And 20% of the time, you need to be flexible and you need to be gracious and accommodating because things happen for people and life is real out there. So so I've really learned that in life, and I, you know, gave her a pass. And, of course, is she grateful for that? Yes. Does she feel like I'm not going to hold her, you know, feet to the fire when it's not appropriate to do that? Now, there are times, by the way, when it is appropriate to do that.
Right.
And I do believe, you know, one needs to have policy. One needs to have things in place, and one needs also to be flexible. So flexibility is a huge gift that is a return on kindness principle that has great influence. You know, like Southwest Airlines, bringing them up again. And by the way, there's a heart on my cover of my book, Prophet of Kindness, and there's a heart in the Southwest logo for their airlines. I love that. But
wow.
You know, Southwest Airlines is flexible. For instance, I am an A-list customer, which basically means I fly a lot. And what's great is they've implemented a policy that if I don't want to take my flight on the morning, I can go in the afternoon on standby and no problem and no upcharges and no difference in fares. Now, that makes a world of difference. And the other day I had to go to Phoenix and decided not to take the morning flight because it was just too darn early to wake up that morning. And I just took, you know, 2 hour later flight, no problem, no charge, on the plane. There I was. And that is a beautiful thing. And honestly, it's one of the reasons I fly Southwest Airlines. It's called flexibility.
So that's flexibility is one of the principles that you talk about in your book?
Absolutely. It's a key concept.
Yeah.
A rock, I call them. I have seven rocks, return on kindness principles. Flexibility is one of them. And
let's just take them one at a time.
Point.
So flexibility, you would say, is number one?
Absolutely. I'll give you three because, you know, they have to read the book too.
Exactly.
Yeah, so flexibility is one.
Flexibility
Absolutely.
Seems fairly obvious to me.
Well,
and
well,
I like what you said about, I mean, it reminds me of, you know, in my own business, how to be flexible. It's a reminder for everybody. And I like what you said, too, about the 80-20. I mean, that 80-20 principle, and so often you hear that in different ways, like some businesses you make, you know, 80% of your profit from 20% of your clients. And
there you go.
And, you know, and also sometimes you find that the 20% of the clients that give you difficulties, you know, take more energy than the 80% that are great to work with. And we keep coming back to this principle, 80-20. And I like it about rules. I think that's a great way of adding that to that concept of, yes, 80% of the time rules are there and policies, but sometimes we'll break them. But then again, if somebody takes advantage, then we have to set the line there. So what are some of these other principles in your return on kindness? I like this flexibility.
Well, thank you. Another one is patience. And I think particularly in today's world, being so rapid, which I think we can all agree about, patience is key. And what does that mean? It means some things have to be rearranged sometimes. It means that you have to sit through those utility, you know, call utility department. Oh, boy, that's a great way to test patience. You know, you go on voicemail 20 times and you go round and round and, you know, it's 13 minutes till someone picks up the phone, you know, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
And when I was writing the chapter on patience, Mark, it was hysterical. Everything came up to test my patience. You know, so I think patience is key in life right now, and especially at our rapid pace, that at times slowing it down, you know, the customer who needs extra time, the appointments that need to be rearranged, you just say, okay, no worries, we can do that. And that creates more customers and more loyalty. And loyalty creates ongoing relationships.
Mm-hmm. So we have flexibility, we have patience, And is there another one that you want to give us?
Absolutely. Well, generosity is important.
Generosity.
So, yeah, and that might mean extra time. That might mean extra money. That might mean extra compassion, which, by the way, is another return
right.
on kindness principle, compassion. But certainly generosity is key. And, you know, for instance, I teach a publicity course, and I make sure that every live course, I do it both as a live Zoom webinar and as a live course. So I have different formats. Every single live course, I make sure that there is a nonprofit that I have gifted the course to. You know, and I speak a lot, for instance, at Rotaries. And at Rotary, I will usually donate the course to a nonprofit that one of the members might know of. So for me, it's multiple ways to make an offer of kindness. You know, not only am I giving back by speaking at Rotary, because that's a non-paid speaking engagement, but also then I have something to give to the members there, and they very much appreciate it. So I love that, and it's a great give back, and it's a very specific give back strategy that I have, that every single month there must be a nonprofit in one of my courses who's being gifted. That's an example, and I measure for that, by the way. I absolutely make sure that that is in place. It's an act of generosity on my part.
Yeah. And what you know what I'm getting too, Jill, is that these principles you're talking about, if we lived our life just and I know there are more, and I kind of want to pull them out of you, some of the other ideas, but if we just made this our personal practice, right, return on kindness, if we start out with, I'm big with acronyms or phrases, and I don't know if we have enough here, but we got the F with flexibility, we got the patience, and we got the generosity, so we got PKG. There it is. Your PKG.
I love that. PKGs are part of ROK, return on kindness. So I like
there
to think of these rocks, because these rocks, ROK, return on kindness, are foundations for your life. Not only your business, but for your life, Mark. You're absolutely right. This isn't just about business. Listen, I've been on like 5 Fox News stations recently talking about kindness. Now, my book's about kindness in business, but I'm on these Fox stations talking about kindness in life. And that makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm really excited about is the fact that stations like Fox and that they want to hear this, that they're open to this, and that must say something about what's going on in the world. If people want to hear
about
more about
it too.
Yeah, about kindness,
and
about,
you know,
love.
And
possibilities.
It's exciting. You bet. And when I went to the Fox News in the Bay Area recently, he said to me, "Well, do you want to talk about politics or about kindness in general?" And no, I don't want to talk about politics, but here's what's a really kind thing to do when someone has very different views than you do. And of course, we are in a time that's very polarized on views in politics and out in the world. And so one of the really great statements is, tell me more about what you mean by that. Let me understand this. And that's a kind thing to say versus shutting someone down or, you know, you just don't agree. Or even just walking away, like, tell me more about this. Let me understand
right.
this. Great, mm-hmm. kind thing to say.
Well, you know what I find is that I could be talking with a friend, and a lot of times they'll be saying something, and I have an assumption of what they're talking about because they're a friend. And quite often I realize, no, they had something else in mind, a different meaning. So, no, I say that a lot. I might say, well, what exactly do you mean by that? I'm just curious what you mean by that phrase, which I think is, a lot of people might think is common knowledge, but I find out that even with our friends, we find out that we mean different things by the same words. And so it's good to get clarity. Well, what do you mean by this? Tell me more about
absolutely.
This. I that's
yes.
something that I say a lot, you know, in coaching.
That's
tell me more
one.
About this.
Yeah. You know,
yeah.
communication is one of the the big issues in life, right? Being clear in our communication. Mm-hmm. So, you know, compassion is one of the other return on kindness words, rocks, another rock foundation. And the truth is we all communicate differently. Sometimes some days are easier or harder than others. And having compassion for people, you know, where they might be at, why they're responding a certain way. You know, if somebody gets angry at me, usually it's not me. It's their reaction. And, you know, if I had something to do with it, of course, I apologize. I take responsibility where I can and when I know, you know. But the truth is you cannot control other people's reactions. And so one of the things that I really recommend with the Prophet of Kindness is don't react. That means don't send that email. You know, don't do that knee-jerk reaction text or a phone call back. Just take some time. You know, we don't have to react at a minute's notice, unlike our society has somewhat trained us to do. I feel like sometimes, you know, I'll be with one of my friends and his phone will go off and immediately he'll look to see who emailed, who called, who texted. Like,
it drives
why?
Me nuts.
You're not.
It drives me crazy.
Thank you. We are not dogs. You know, we're full. We get a toy or a treat. And unfortunately, our society, we've been trained. Everybody's looking. Everybody's wanting to know who connected, who called them, who texted
them.
And, you know, just turn the darn phone off and be present.
People forget there was a time when we didn't have that.
Yes.
We didn't have cell phones. You know?
Yes.
We had answering services.
And it's just,
remember those days, answering services?
Yes, and, you know, it's a good thing, and then you could control reaction more. But I do think being compassionate is really a key.
Right, and I think what you said, too, about you get an email or somebody, like say an email or a letter, is you do have an initial response, and I've pretty much trained myself to, I might write something right away, but I won't send it. And then I'll look at it. I'll let it sit for maybe a day or whatever, and then I'll look at it again. And I might have a total, you know, I'll respond, but my approach is totally different. It's something that knee jerk reaction, and it comes back that people. And I know you read the Four Agreements, where one of the Four Agreements is not to take things personally. And it's amazing how some people could be walking down the street and they'll see two people that they've never seen before talking, and they think they're talking about them, you know, where they might not even notice them. But it's that idea that we take things personally, and because of that, we just take things out of proportion. We make it into a little hill into a mountain.
Yes. Oh, yes. And, you know, if I may, I want to bring up something that I think is really important, because everybody talks about random acts of kindness.
Yes.
And I love that, and I'm excited by how popular that expression has become. And we now have Random Acts of Kindness Week and all kinds of fabulous celebrations of kindness. But I want to elevate that concept and bring it to conscious acts of kindness. That means, you know, we're looking at ways every day. Every day, I impose your listeners to think about one thing, just one, that you can do that will be a conscious act of kindness. Simple acts like, you know, buying someone a cup of coffee behind you, opening the door, sending a nice text to someone, placing a call, writing a thank you note. Oh, that's a good one, isn't it?
Exactly.
Expression of gratitude to your friend, whatever it is. Practice a conscious act of kindness.
So, Jill, one thing, because we're running out of time, is how do people get your book?
Well, go to prophetofkindness.com. Prophetofkindness.com. It will lead you right there. And you can also go to any local Barnes & Noble bookstore. All good to get the book.
Mm-hmm. And then what about it, and you're available for speaking opportunities, and people, again, tell the listeners how they can get a hold of you.
Absolutely. For speaking opportunities, consulting, helping you get book deals, anything you want to talk to me about gaining more visibility and or kindness in your company, you can call me at, I'm going to just give my phone number if I may, which is 415-883-5455. And maybe you can put that in the show notes, or you can go to jilllublin.com. That's J-I-L-L, and then L-U-B as in boy, L-I-N as in Nancy, jilllublin.com.
And that's people can get a hold of you for, again, for any of the services that you offer. And if they want to talk to you for any reason and any guidance, and, again, if they want to get your book, they can go to the local bookstores, go on Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com and get your book. And do you have any trainings in the Bay Area in the near future?
Absolutely. I do a publicity crash course, which is a great get-it-done publicity course for all kinds of business owners, consultants, coaches, speakers, whatever business you're in, and it's get-it-done. So we do it as live Zoom webinar. It doesn't matter where you live. Or you can come to multiple cities around the United States and actually take it live with me. So if you go to jilllublin.com, that'll lead you to the publicity crash course. And just let us know you heard us on Mark's show, and we give you a major discount to get your visibility going quickly and easily without spending a fortune. Simple ways to build your credibility.
All right. Remember that, folks. Remember my name. Tell her. Tell them. You'll get a deal. You'll get a discount. And not only a discount, but you get an opportunity to really change your life. I mean, because what you're really talking about, Jill, is not just concepts for business, but for principles to live by, values, principles. And I think it's great. Everything you said could be a book about, again, you could even call it the prophet of kindness, you know, the prophet, that kind of prophet of you know, a visionary idea of reawakening some of the principles that we're raised with that we forget about. So what inspires you right now?
Oh, inspires me. You know, living life joyfully and kindly every day inspires me, because it's a project to do that, meaning I have to be conscious, I have to stay awake, I have to stay vigilant, I have to control my emotions, I have to find joy, which I love, you know, hugging my kitty cats, or going out in nature, reading a good book, getting a massage, you know, just taking time to smile and connect with people. So that's my inspiration in these days. To live up to my book, my Prophet of Kindness book.
It's interesting, because sometimes we write something, and or when I talk about something, I say, okay, I have to model that to myself. And in a way, I'm challenging myself by saying these things. So I, as you said, in some ways, probably for you to write this book is a challenge for you personally, I would imagine.
Well, you got to live it, right? And
exactly.
It's important you don't just write about it, but you live it. And that's my intention, is to live it every day as a conscious act of kindness. And therefore, then, I profit. With
I like that. Therefore, I am. Therefore, that I am, I profit.
Yeah.
I want to, first of all, thank you for being my guest and on the Inspire Possibility Show. And also, to give me an opportunity to kind of get to know you better and know what you're really about, and I think it's great what you're up to. And I encourage our listeners to give you, contact you, or at least get your book. And because I think all these principles that you said in your book are things that, if we just integrated into our everyday life, whether it's business related or not, would change our experience of everyday living. So, and again, thank you for your commitment in what the kind of work you do. Because I know sometimes when we first start what we're doing, we're kind of visionaries, because you know, there are not that many people doing these things, and then all of a sudden we do it for a while because that's really what we have to do. It's our mission. And that's what I get about you is your mission right now, and we have different missions at different times, is really about making a difference in the world. So I want to commend you for that and thank you for that.
Oh, thank you, Mark. And it's nice to be in this place, and God willing, it'll get even bigger, and it'll be a whole movement, and the world will be overrun with kindness. I'd love that.
Yes, yes. So thanks again to our guest, Jo Lublin, who is our guest on the Inspire Possibility Show. And as you know, every week we have somebody who I think will inspire you, and next week's going to be the same. And in the meantime, till we talk to next week, journey on.
You've been listening to Inspire Possibility Show with Mark Susnow. To learn more about Mark Susnow, go to inspirepossibility.com and click on the contact button. Schedule a complimentary visit with Mark or email him at mark@inspirepossibility.com. Imagine the possibilities. Imagine the possibilities. Imagine the possibilities. Imagine the possibilities. Imagine.